A warm welcome to East Coast Radio to John Legend. Thanks for being on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So your album is out. We are so excited. Your song Dope has done so well on the East Coast Radio Top 40. But then all of a sudden, All She Wanna Do powered onto the charts. Last Saturday was in at number three. And I can only predict a number one next Saturday. But here's the thing, right? I love the song. East Coast Radio listeners love your song. So we thought, you know what? Let's take this one step further. Your music video was absolutely epic, where you had the dancers with you and they were auditioning and they didn't know they were going to be a part of the video. And all of a sudden, they found out and they got to meet you and it was so cool. So what we've done at East Coast Radio is we've recreated your music video. So we had auditions during the week for our staff. And they said, look, if you get this, then the next step is to then meet the producers to hopefully be in the music video. But what they don't know is today they're going to be meeting you, which is epic.
I love it. Let's see them.
So without further ado, what I want to do is show you the auditions. So watch this video. Andrew's going to press play and have a watch. See what you think.
All right.
Baz.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Yes.
My name is Moshe.
I'm Farron.
I love John Legend because he's got the most silkiest voice ever.
He just has this aura of love.
I just want to be like him when I grow up.
It makes me believe in love again and again and again.
What do you think?
I love it.
Oh, it was so cool.
That was very cool.
So look, we absolutely adored it. So if you don't mind, we're going to bring them through. And now they think they're going to meet the producers in order to get to the next step to be in your video. But what they don't know is they're going to meet you. Is that okay?
All right.
Brilliant. Let's bring them through. Welcome, guys. Come through. You're going to meet the producers. Take a seat.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello. Well, you all were incredible. I just got to watch you dancing.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. One question though. All you want to do is dance. What is the go-to song that you love to play to get you going?
Oh, I love Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
I
used to pop. Such a pleasure to meet
that's
you.
Like, that's like my get the party started song. It's like the warm-up into the rest of the party.
Oh, that is a good party starter.
So, guys, yeah. That was your surprise. You got to meet John Legend.
Such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Two more to go.
Cheers.
Thank you.
So you're here to meet the producers, okay. Obviously, of the music video, but there might be a bit of a surprise.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, hi. This is exciting. Hello. Okay.
I just got to watch you dancing to my song, and I just love meeting you and love seeing you all dancing. And, really appreciate you being a part of this. It's so cool.
It's such a special surprise. I mean, hello. And it was an honor to dance to your song. I mean, we love you so much.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you so much, John. That was great.
Thank
you.
So
what I want to do is I've got a whole pile of fire questions. And we do this with all the celebrities on the show. Normally, okay. We're able to get it done in about 2 minutes. So I'm hoping that we can just get quick fire answers from you. Is that okay?
Okay, cool.
Right, here we go. First one. Favorite thing to make other than music?
Fried chicken.
Cutest thing either one of your kids has ever said to you?
Cutest thing? Oh, I don't... Luna makes me laugh all the time, but I can't think of a good joke.
Okay, perfect. Question. If you could make a one-hour phone call to someone dead or alive, who would that be?
Martin Luther King.
What's the most outrageous rumor you've ever heard about yourself?
Crazy one was that I got in a huge fight in a club in London. I've never gotten a fight in a club anywhere, but I read that rumor.
What achievement are you most proud of?
The EGOT, I guess, having an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, that's pretty amazing. Only 17 Absolutely. People.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in your life?
I love these Photoshop photos. These are great.
Oh, no, this is true. I was there.
These are real.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in your life?
Oh, I think, the biggest lesson, I think, is to surround yourself with great people in your love life and in your work life, try to be with the best people around you as you can. They make you better, make you stronger.
If you had to go on stage completely unprepared, are you doing interpretive dance or stand-up comedy?
Oh, definitely. I do better at stand-up, but I'd be terrible at both.
What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done or said to you?
Weirdest thing, I guess maybe that I'm their hall pass when their significant other is right there.
The hardest or most difficult moment on stage ever?
Most difficult? Well, there was this one time I sang at the BET Awards and I was doing a tribute, and the song wasn't a song that I knew extremely well, so I needed the lyrics on the teleprompter and they forgot to turn the teleprompter on. So that was tough.
So did you ad-lib around it?
I ad-libbed. I just made up lyrics.
Yeah, but if there's anyone that can do it, it's you though. Your favorite song to perform live?
Oh, wow. That's hard to say. I love doing Ordinary People, actually. I think that's probably my favorite.
One of my favorites, too. What would be something people would be surprised to learn about you?
Surprised? I think there aren't really any surprises left. I've done so many interviews that people know me pretty well. And anything I haven't shared is because I probably don't want to share it.
I love that. What's a decision that you've made? Looking back, you think, you know what? That probably wasn't the best decision.
Oh, there's lots of those. Some nights when I drank a little too much and the night went awry.
Oh, we've all been there. What makes you feel powerful?
What makes me feel powerful? Being on stage, I feel powerful on stage. I feel like I'm on top of the world on stage.
Who has been your biggest mentor?
Oh, I mean, there's different people in my life that have been mentors. Kanye was a big mentor early on. I think he probably would be my biggest in my career because he was so important to the beginning of my career. And obviously, I wouldn't be here today without that beginning.
Okay, only three more to go. We are cruising here. Your current favorite obsession?
Current favorite obsession? That new Legend album. I'm obsessed with it.
mine too. Two more. What motivates you the most?
What motivates me the most? I just hold myself to a high standard and I want to meet that standard and exceed that standard every time. And that's what motivates me. That's what pushes me to keep going.
Now, this last question, I literally can't wait to ask it because I just have so much respect for you. One sentence to change the world. What would that be from John Legend?
Love everybody.
Simple, sweet, to the point. I love it. So those are our questions done. So to the album we go. All She Wanna Do is one of the catchiest songs I've ever heard in my life. I'm in my car. I'm singing it the whole time. For you, though, having created this epic album, what's the catchiest song for you?
Oh, I mean, All She Wanna Do is right up there, I think. Yeah, that's probably the catchiest. And, you know, we love seeing how well it's doing. It's so fun to just watch people reacting to it, but also perform the song live. It just connects right away. And I'm having so much fun doing it at my shows. And we've been doing the song at my shows since well before the song came out. We started performing it in April at the Vegas residency. We did it this summer in Europe. And everywhere we played it, it was just immediately contagious. The reaction was so cool. And we knew we had a hit on our hands.
Now, I've only got 1 minute to wrap things up. So I just want to do two things with you, if possible. In South Africa, we have a thing called load shedding. So I'm not going to go into the details as to exactly what it is, but they turn our lights
on. I heard about it. It's, you know, you have to save electricity and make sure you're not overusing it so everybody can use it.
That's the thing. Now, as South Africans, we hate hearing that from our president. But if John Legend told us that we're going to have load shedding, it's all good because you can make anything sound good. So
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
No, but if it comes from you, I'll be like, oh, it's John Legend said it. It's fine. Could you possibly sing us, say, hey, fellow South Africans, stage 2 load shedding will be implemented with your own natural John Legend voice?
Load shedding is bad. Turn off your air conditioning. Load shedding is bad. I know you don't want to hear it from me, but load shedding is back.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
John, I cannot thank you enough for your time. It's been a real honor. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to your song going number one this weekend.
Please, come on, East Coast. Hook me up.
We got this. Thank you so much to you and your team.
Thank you. Hey, I'm John Legend, and you're listening to Danny Gazzelli on the East Coast Radio Top 40.